one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
Recently, I came across an article that talks about the pitfalls of being classified a PEP, a PEP, a politically exposed person.
Right.
How bad can this actually get?
Okay, let's just describe first what a PEP is.
Yeah.
So a PEP is described as someone who, generally, it'll be somebody who holds public office. And has great influence within the public space.
Yes.
But it doesn't just describe those people. And they could be people who are heads of government, people who run state-owned enterprises.
People who are daughters of presidents.
People who are daughters of presidents, or people who are friends of daughters of presidents.
And who have not disinvested from their public enterprises, even though they're doing public office.
Well, it starts off, they might not even be doing anything wrong. Mm. You don't have to have been corrupt or been doing anything wrong to be classified as a PEP.
Yeah.
It is purely by virtue of you holding office, either in a public entity. It could be a Transnet, an SAA, a state-owned entity, or it could be being a director or a DDG. Anyone who's considered to have influence within a public space. But it has now been extended, clearly, and you can see from examples such as what has happened with Busasa, the Guptas, that there are people in the private sector who, by virtue of their relationships with people who hold public office, can now be classified as PEPs.
So who's the PEP? The guys from Busasa?
Both of you.
They're both PEPs.
The person in public office who gives them the influence
so
that they have.
So the Minister of Correctional
Precisely.
He's a
precisely.
PEP.
He's a PEP, but so would the people in private sector who have close ties with them.
Okay.
But it also extends to family and friends of PEPs as well. And the reason everybody's pulled into the net, because PEPs are really identified as people who are exposed or more likely to be exposed to bribery and corruption.
Fair enough.
And where the US Patriot Act is also concerned, they're obviously concerned with watching PEPs to make sure that they're not involved in money laundering activities and not involved in activities to fund terrorism. And it's really important that people understand that status, because it will have an impact on the types of jobs that you're able to have, particularly if you are in countries that have been flagged, as I said, by the United Nations, by OFAC and by FTAF as having people who are prone or exposed or have the potential to be exposed to bribery. Many people don't know it. Many people don't understand why a bank would, you know, constantly be asking for certain information. FICA is common. We all have to be FICA. You know, I'm sure the president has to be FICA.
Sure.
But banks have to exercise what is also called as enhanced due diligence when you have been flagged as a PEP. So if you have a PEP as a director on your board or a trustee on your board of trustees, you have a problem, because banks have to exercise enhanced due diligence where that person is concerned. So you might be receiving more questions about your trust than an ordinary trust would that just had Darren and Trinity and Hixonia, you know, where they would just ask for your proof of address and, you know, the normal FICA things. But if you had a PEP flagged in your organization or company or trust, they will just, because they are required in terms of a whole set of acts and laws to exercise enhanced due diligence on PEPs.
Okay.
You know, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't say you are corrupt, but you've got to be conscious of it, because it has an impact on where you can work, what kind of roles you can be appointed to, and particularly if a company it has global reach.
Yes,
and,
or aspirations at least.
Absolutely. That having certain people might make it difficult to open a bank account in the new territory that the company is extending into, because this person has been flagged as a PEP.
I learned something. Thank
That's
you,
your
Victor.
Whole idea.
That's the point of this, right?
That is the point of Boardroom 101. Exactly.
Well,
thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Hixonia.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.